This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
Yeah, I'm Wayne Hughes. I'm from Luton, and I'm on week two of my plumbing course.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. So, Wayne, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Basically, I'm working for, I'm a store manager for Cafe Nero. So I'm just pretty much doing, I was doing head chefing for a little while, and basically I've left that and I've gone into retail, so I'm now currently working for Cafe Nero as a store manager.
So is that a full-time job then?
Yeah, it is a full-time job.
So how are you sort of finding balancing that full-time job around your course then?
You kind of just have to plan your time, you know, you need to make time for, basically time for your studies, you know, trying to... Like when you finish, like when I finish work, I'll grab my book sometimes and I'll basically just go through that. Or if I'm on my day off, I'll mainly like spend a couple of hours doing it on myself upstairs. I'll just go and sit by the PC and just kind of just crack it out, really.
So you're training to be a plumber then?
Yep.
You always had that interest in plumbing?
Well, I've always been interested in like what plumbers and electricians do. So, but it's kind of plumbing that's taken me really because it's more hands-on. I like to like really get, and it's something different all the time. So plumbing's always been like an interest that I've had.
Have you been getting any sort of plumbing experience or doing any little plumbing jobs outside of your course then?
No, I'm trying to. It's like with my dad at the moment, he wants to put an outside tap onto his house. So I'm going to give him a little hand with that. So hopefully get some experience in that. But I'm trying to get out with just a couple of friends, you know, just do something for free just to get some experience and see what they're doing, really.
So you're on your practical training at the moment. How
yeah.
are you finding it?
Yeah, no, the practical training is really good. You know, it's really interesting because obviously there's only so much you can do in a book and understand it. And the practical training, because I'm more of a practical person than I am theory. So I like to get stuck in. I'm not one to just sit there and read and read and read and read all the time. So like the practical is really, really helping me like to understand what I'm actually reading at the same time. So
what are you doing on the practical training this week then?
We're doing bathroom fittings, so we're pretty much running pipes. We make up like a makeshift boiler, and we run hot and cold pipes underneath your floorboards, and then we plumb them into toilets, sinks, baths, basically everything that's in your bathroom, really.
For anyone that's listening to this interview and is thinking of taking up plumbing or wants to retrain in a trade, have you got any advice for them or little tips about what they should do?
I'd have a look into what trade you actually want to do, because obviously there's all different types of levels that you can get to in different trades. So I'd research it first and just see what, you know, understand a bit about what you actually want to look into. And then once you realise what you want to do, just go for it.
So Wayne, what are your plans then when you're qualified and you've finished your course?
Well, I'm hopefully looking to try and get a little bit of experience with a company, something like that, you know, get a better understanding, get out there and just get on, you know, just build some experience and, you know, build up a profile of what I've actually been doing. And then hopefully go self-employed, be my own boss, and maybe in future take on apprentices or someone that's interested in it and train them up into what I like to do myself.
So is there a plan to start off self-employed then and keep your current job or just go into the plumbing?
I'll probably just go part-time with a company if I can, just do a couple of days a week, you know, just to build up some experience, really. Get a couple of years' experience underneath my belt with a company or somewhere like that. And then, like, after a couple of years, feeling more comfortable with what I'm doing and stuff, just go solo with it, really.
That's great, Wayne. Thank you for joining us.
No problems. Thank you.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.